Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi welcomes you to our new podcast series. If you'd like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The tape was put out by the OU. It's called Let's Sing the Seder. It's all these actors, and they put on like a little show about Pesach, and they sing a lot of the classic Pesach tunes. And the whole family sent there from Brooklyn, right? You know, the younger they get, also the more Brooklyn accent they have. And some guy knocks on the door at Halach Manya, and he has this thick Southern accent. He goes, "My name is Jeremy Stein, I'm stuck." So they're all excited. They invite him in. He stays for the Seder. So it always irks me a little bit because, my wife's family's New Yorkers, and the Southern accent, the fact that only the Southerner would be the ignorant one, and New Yorkers obviously know everything. So one of the scenes in this tape is they get to a Passover, and they say, why is it called Passover? And because God passed over the houses of Bnei Yisrael, which is the passage we're reading now. And Jeremy Stein goes, "I never knew that's why they called it Passover before." And everyone's very excited that the Southerner didn't know anything. But I want to suggest maybe the tape is wrong. Maybe that's not what Pesach means. We read about Pesach Mitzrayim. Yikra Moshe the Kol Zikney Yisrael V'yomer Alehem Mishchu Kulechem Tzon. Take a sheep Mishchotehem. This is Moshe explaining Pesach Mitzrayim to the Zkenim, what they're going to do. V'shachtu at the Pesach, and they will slaughter the Pesach. They take the dam. They spread the dam on the doorposts. Why? Because the pasuk continues, when Hashem, Avar Hashem lingofet Mitzrayim, Hashem will pass through to strike down Mitzrayim. V'rad hadam al mashkov al shteya mazuzot ufasach Hashem al ha-petach v'lo yitent ha-mashchit lavo. God will pasach on the houses and not let the mashchit, the damager, the destroyer, destroy the family of Bnei Yisrael. We assume that Pesach, therefore, what we translate it as, what? What did God do?
Passover.
He passed over the houses. The interesting thing is, the word Pesach, as a noun, appears tons of times in the Torah. But Pesach, the verb Pasach, actually only appears in the Torah a handful of times. And if you look at the concordance, indeed the concordance says, Pasach, Dalag, Avar. What's Dalag? The delay? Skip over. Right? And if you look, all those Sifri Hasidim understand Pesach to mean skip over. But that's not what Rashi says, actually. Rashi, based on Unkla, says the following. Ufasach. He's, the second definition is V'yeshifaresh V'dileg. But the first definition he gives is not to skip over. It's not pass over in English. Ufasach v'chamal. What's v'chamal? What's chemla? Do you know? To care about. He says the verb means to care about. And it only appears again a handful of times in Tanakh. So we don't know those other times in Tanakh on what it means. And Unkelus also says the same thing. He doesn't say Pesach means to skip over. He says Pesach v'yachus Hashem al tara. And God cared about the gates, the house of Am Yisrael. Shemar is one of the other mentionings, like five times the entire Torah, Pesach is used, or entire Tanakh, Pesach is used as a verb, and I want to suggest a slightly different reading that I heard this summer. Let's look at Yeshayahu. And Yeshayahu, he talks of the following, listen very closely. Ki b'yomahu, talking about the gula, latidavo, yimasun ish shalil, oh, sorry, I skipped the Pesach. Ki tziporim afot, like, what are tziporim? Birds, afot. What's afot? To fly, to hover. Ken, listen closely. Ken yagen Hashem tzvakot al Yushalayim. What's lagen? Yagen. What does yagen mean? To protect. Right? Magen David, to protect. Ganon vitzil pasoach vimlit. God will,
Ganon, protect, Hitzil, he will save, Pasoach, there's that verb, Vimlit, and cause them to escape. So Pasach might actually mean to save. And indeed, in our Pasach, that fits a lot better. Vavar Hashem in Gov Mitzrayim, Hashem came to strike down Mitzrayim, Ufasach Hashem ala Petach, and God saved the houses of Am Yisrael, the door of Am Yisrael, v'lo yiten, or he protected it, like a bird does, v'lo yiten mashkit lavo el batechem lingof, and he didn't let the mashkit to come in. Aviva Zornberg, years ago, I heard a shir by her, where she talked about Midrashim, about the problem. What we're going to talk about here is very deep theology. If you look at Pesach as God passed over, so the God's coming to Mitzrayim, he's striking things down, and he cares about Am Yisrael, so he doesn't attack them. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't usually attack people I like. Like, what's the chiddush there? Right? You know, oh, and by the way, God didn't strike me down. Right? That is a nice thing. He likes me a lot, so he didn't strike me down. So, Leviva Zornberg suggested, if you look at a number of Midrashim, once God lets the mashchit off the chains, then the danger is everywhere. The world is full of danger. Right? And the chesed is not that God didn't send the danger to Am Yisrael, but rather that God protected, because once the danger was there, then God is the protector. It's a very different theological, I think, theological perspective of God. God not hurting us out of love, or God protecting us out of love. Protecting is a slightly different nuance, has a slightly different connotation, and it works much better with our pasuk. So Pesach might not be that God jumped over houses, he didn't enter the houses, it might be that. But alternatively, God protected us as he does throughout history, and we rely on him. Sometimes it doesn't always go our way. We rely on him to protect us throughout all time. Have a good week.
From all of us at Yeshivat Eretz Tzvi, thank you for listening to our new series. If you would like to sponsor a lecture or a series, please contact us at podcasts@eretzpod.org.